America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. We got my man Figgy Fig in the producer's room. Myself, Reginald Atitula. John Lopez decided to take the Friday off, though. You know what he's doing, Fig? Is he fishing?
Nah, he's doing something kind of related to fishing. I think this is his third time doing this, where it's some type of event, charity event.
Yeah, third annual charity event.
I think so. I think he's been doing this for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I just wanted to make it seem like he was playing hooky. Like he was, you know, just
He probably is. It wouldn't surprise me if he was.
Nah, he's handling his business. And so in his stead, we welcome in our guy, Luke Morrow, filling in. Luke, what's happening, brother?
Hey, you know, of all Fridays to miss, it's for a good reason. But, man, you got a great matchup Sunday with these two 2-0 teams and the biggest test so far. I mean, really, maybe for both of these teams, biggest test so far early in the season. So happy to be here to be able to break it down with you throughout the next few hours.
All right, Fig, I'm going to be completely honest. I did all that just to get Luke to talk because somebody texted in and said, just got in the car and thought Nick was on the whole time. Is Luke his voice doppelganger? Do you hear a similarity between Nick Caserio and our guy Luke Morrow?
I do. I kind of hear that. Really? I do. I do. I seem like it. It seemed like Luke is a little more smooth, though.
I want to do a side by side comparison. We'll talk a little bit about the Astros here in a second, but we need to do the investigative journalism that's necessary in this moment to nail down if these guys sound alike. You had Nick Caserio earlier in the week talking about guys playing against their former team. Can you go ahead and play that right quick?
It's probably more common than you realize. Players change teams.
Okay, stop there.
Often.
I need you to say that same thing. It's probably more common than you realize. Players change teams all the time.
It's probably more common than you realize. Players change teams all the time.
It's probably more common than you realize. Players change teams.
It's not far off.
Often.
Even I can hear it.
It's not far off. It's not exactly the same, but it's not far off. Okay.
Yeah, y'all kind of, I mean, I know Nick Caserio is technically from Ohio, Northeast Ohio, but he kind of been in the neck of the woods, kind of where you at, that East Coast.
That's true. Yeah, he spent a number of years up there not far from me, where I was born and raised, so. Yeah, maybe there's something to that.
Maybe he got that East Coast voice down pat.
I've heard that before when filling in on these airwaves, so it's not the first person to say that.
All right, so I'm going to keep that just in case we ever need to do a fake Nick Caserio. Right?
Yeah.
Just got to keep that in the back pocket. Another thing that we have going on a Football Friday, we're doing nonsense, kind of. We're putting together a football lawsuit, class action lawsuit against all the violators and war criminals against the sport of football. And it's watchers, and thus far we have, I think, three defendants that we are naming. Nathan Peterman, just for the 5-interception game alone, and then somehow managing to keep a job afterwards. Mm-hmm. Brandon Staley for answering just all the dumb questions, and also for those of you that are analytically inclined, for constantly besmirching the good name of analytics. And then Bill O'Brien, I think, for the chin. I think that's the reason why somebody texted in, or it might be because, you know, he kind of, you know, messed up the organization for a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, then thank the Vikings, right? He got fired after the Vikings they didn't hand it to him. It was a close game. But these same Vikings playing Sunday. Bill O'Brien's final game was after he lost to them.
Okay. So, yeah, keep sending in the folks that we should add to our football
class.
What about
Nathaniel Hackett?
Oh, yeah.
Head coach Nathaniel Hackett in Denver.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett.
Man. That time management was brutal. Although, to the point the whole crowd was counting down the clock, man.
They were doing like Giannis at the free throw line.
Yeah, it was bad, man.
That is hilarious. although I will say that maybe he was actually a help to us because that just meant I didn't have to watch a Broncos game. I was just like, don't need to watch this.
I feel like,
turn it off.
Man, I feel like a Broncos game was on every single weekend, like nationally, when this dude was the head coach. I'm like, man, I feel like they was playing Sunday night, Thursday night, Monday night. it seemed like they was on all the time.
Also, just the fact that they hired him in hopes that it would get them Aaron Rodgers, right?
It's that's like, a fail. That's a fail just to begin with.
That's too. So sad. And I don't know if I'd even want to be Hackett like that. Like, you're only getting invited to the party, so you bring your hot friend, too. Like, it's
and then the hot friend didn't even go.
Yeah, right. Then they stood you
they
up.
Didn't even show up.
Yeah, that's a bruise to the ego.
Yeah, but then you get paid. Right? Like, that's the thing.
That's you're the still
thing
about the NFL.
Yeah. You know what? We'll circle back around to the Astros because I don't want to shortchange them. I want to lean fully into this football class action lawsuit because we just got a text in from the 832 Brock Osweiler. I feel like we need to. I feel like we might possibly need to create a subsection for Legends at the Bank because I feel like Brock Osweiler is a legend at the bank. Didn't he get that? Yeah. Was that 17 mil or what have you?
Yeah.
Just from the couple games in the playoffs.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's what Andrew Brandt calls a sports business Hall of Famers.
Yeah, and I simplify that to Legends at the Bank. Right?
Yeah.
You got to put Matt Flynn in there too.
Matt Flynn, just off that one game,
one game.
Green Bay.
Yep.
And then he went and he got two jobs off of that because the Seattle Seahawks got him.
Yep.
And then after that, the Raiders were like, "We'll take a flyer on it. He might be in there." And nope.
So many guys like that. Kevin Cobb was another. I think he got two jobs out of it.
Did he really? I didn't remember that. Yeah. Because I remember
Buffalo
him
in Arizona, I think.
Yeah, I was like, I remember him in Arizona for sure. I guess that's fair. Yeah, keep sending those in. Some other guys that we should add to the football class action lawsuit. I feel like if we expand this to the college wing, I feel like I would love to add, what's my guy at Iowa, the head coach, as I just forgot.
Who, Kirk Ferentz?
Kirk Ferentz, there we go. Yeah, Kirk Ferentz, first of all, for his football nepotism of hiring Brian Ferentz, who I believe fully with all my heart and most of my kidney, is the worst offensive coordinator I might have ever seen.
I'm with you there.
Like, just they went into games and they were like, 7 points going to have to be enough. Like, or we're kicking field goals. If we can win with field goals, man, we can do this.
They had to put into his contract last year. Like, if you don't average 20 points a game, you're out of here. It's such a low standard.
And then they publicized that, like, hey, guys, we're handling it.
Yeah, right.
We're handling it. We've heard your complaints. Bad. We have heard your complaints about not lacking offense. And we will handle it by making sure that it is contractually relevant for him to score points. And then he didn't.
Nope.
So, he absolutely is going on the class action lawsuit. Is there anyone else that comes to mind for you when it comes to just like football criminals? Guys who are just like, hey, man, what did you do? Why did you do that? You have harmed us irreparably.
Is it too early? I mean, this is probably a layup right here, but Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. You go on here, man.
A thief, man.
Because also
straight up thief,
right? Like, I feel like the plaintiffs here are just all of us watching football, right? There's specifically Browns fans in that organization for being a thief, but I feel like all quarterbacks got to be mad at him because, like, I was super excited as someone who is a dork who enjoys like the labor negotiations and battles of these things for the prospect of we're seeing this guaranteed money going up and up. Who is going to be able to make fully guaranteed stick, right? Not just that it happens, but can it stick? Lamar Jackson seemed like he was well poised to really push that forward. Deshaun Watson got out here stinking up the joint, and they were like, Lamar, if there's one thing, we love you, right? You fit the city of Baltimore perfectly and all that. We not give you
it. It was
not because of that over there?
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
It was one thing just giving somebody a fully guaranteed contract like that, especially with the stuff he was going through in the offseason. And plus, you stink. Like, I think people can look past it if he was 2020 Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, right.
But, dog, you are one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
And they worked into the contract so he wouldn't even get punished financially knowing, like, the suspension was coming. So there was that whole angle of just, like, that's shady, too. You know, you made your bed laying it a little bit, but... Yeah,
mad at the Browns as well. I feel like we could put the Browns.
Yeah,
on this
and I'm just
well.
Saying from a Browns perspective, that was a bad that like he should be on this list. That's good for Texans fans.
Yeah, man,
I felt like they made out pretty good.
Yeah, 832 mentioned you end up with C.J. Stroud, Stingley, Will Anderson Jr. All because of what's happening with Deshaun Watson going over there. Plus more like Hannah McNair, a fan of that deal, I guess, in some ways. But for the football fan in general. Yeah, man, you did not help the situation. Some folks throwing out Jimbo Fisher. Yeah, Jimbo Fisher kind of hurt a couple of places because you notice that he left Florida State and that the cupboards were barren there.
Mm-hmm.
The cupboard, when he did not have the likes of a elite college football quarterback, that thing stunk. And then he went to A&M and took all that money. And what has he left? Not much.
No. I know. It's he was like the John Gruden of college football, where Gruden won that one Super Bowl and lived off of it for years and made a bunch of money and then turned out like, he's actually not a very good guy. And that's kind of like Jimbo Fisher.
Did you see that John Gruden is trying to be the John Gruden of college football? Like, apparently he still wants to coach, and he knows that, speaking of suing a league or whatever, he's currently suing behind that
just the emails and all
emails
that.
Or whatever. He felt like he was particularly targgeted in the ways that those things were released. He's like, he still wants to coach, and so it seems like the possibility is going to college football. I am very interested on what that looks like, what John Gruden looks like in college football.
Yeah, he's just going to go down each level till he can find a job. It's kind of like Gary Kubiak, I guess, is like a consultant to Polish football right now, some Polish football league. Eventually, Gruden's going to have to get to that level to get another head coaching job.
I didn't hear that story. You said he was doing what exactly?
Gary Kubiak is consulting for the Polish football league, apparently.
God bless him, man. You got the people that love this sport really love this sport, man.
Yeah.
Like, I do wonder. He is a consultant, right? I don't think that he has to live in Poland or whatever. But I wonder what that consulting looks like.
Consulting is always a dream job. You just sit at home. You like send
off a
text or an email. Hey, here's what you should do. And then you sit back and collect a paycheck. And especially for a guy like that. He's just hanging out at home.
I appreciate
money.
I appreciate people like that. People like Wade Phillips, who's still willing to coach anything at this point because they just love the game.
I knew a guy who was a defensive consultant for an ACC football team. And just what I said, he would sit at home, he'd watch the game on TV at his home. He lived in another state, and then he'd send a text to one of the assistant coaches at halftime, like, here's my thoughts, and then that was it, and he'd get paid. And
God
was
bless,
like,
man.
Yeah,
man.
If you could be a consultant, that's the way to go.
Hey, do we need to start a consulting firm? Because also, the consulting game is racket, as we have completely shifted from the football class action lawsuit that we were trying to do into just like, how can we make money, which I guess is the American way, right? But like, I'm always amazed by the consulting that happens in the college football kind of realm around the coaching carousel, when it's like, oh man, who are we going to hire? And for the longest time, the answer was one of Coach Nick Saban's assistants, right? And they would go and they'd get the consulting firm to do the research and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's like, hey, you know who the offensive coordinator is at Alabama? Go hire that guy, right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
I would love to get into that game because I could tell you who to hire. Just one of the dudes off of the tree that's real popular in the NFL. Yep. Go find out who calls plays for one of these Shanahan systems. Go hire that guy.
Yeah, colleges do it all the time. They also will hire a consulting firm, spend tons of money, and they'll say, oh, that guy already on campus
that's
down the hall?
Yeah.
Hire him.
Yeah.
And that happened at a school I once worked with. And a lot of people were upset. Like, what did we spend the money for? We could have done that. The guy's right here.
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll circle back to the Astros because I thought you say had a fantastic night while not having great stuff. I thought that was the thing that was really impressive to me. He managed to go six innings in a game where it didn't look like he'd make it out of four early on for me. And so those are the things that were incredible. Plus, again, there's something interesting to be seen this weekend when it comes to a couple of potential lasts for this Astros team. We'll still circle back around to that. But coming up next, who's your favorite sports broadcaster of all time? This is our question of the day, and it's inspired by a current broadcaster looking like he's going to get some more money. We'll do that next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.